why have you decided to do his greatest hits now?
Because I made the decision, I think it's almost a year ago now, to stop working under the name Simply Red. And it seemed like an appropriate time. We've done 10 albums, and it would be 25 years in 2010. So starting out now gives us the time to get around the world, which we're probably going to do at least 1.5 to 2 times in various territories, and sort of celebrate with the kind of enormous support we've had from so many people from so many different cultures throughout the world, and just, you know, go out on a bit of a bang.
Is it a full stop? Is it the end?
It is for the Simply Red style, because it was sort of very unfortunate, but is usually the case where you get this kind of like, because of the nature of the internet and everything, you get one person in the media says one phrase, and within seconds the whole world is using the same phrase. The phrase that they used erroneously was splitting up. Because I never used that word. It's a silly phrase to do when it applies to Simply Red, because I've been the effectively the band leader since the start of the band. I'm the principal songwriter, you know, and it's not really a band in a traditional sense. It's more like a kind of a jazz setup, you know. One of my idols, Miles Davis, when you look at his box set, he's got a list of musicians that he's worked with that are among some of the youngest and finest musicians of each generation that came through. That's something I really kind of envy and admire, you know. And I spent time putting this band together over a period of years, and we've reached a point now where I think the band I have is absolutely superb in the way it integrates together and plays together. And I've no intention of splitting that up. Mm-hmm. I've noticed how it's weird that we never put in... We're never considered like an 80s band, or no one puts us in, you know, no one puts us in the Spandau Ballet Duran Duran rack somehow, and then they don't even call us a 90s band even, you know? So we're not like Blur and Oasis and that kind of thing. It's just like we're out on a limb in a way. And the other important factor is as well is in a political sense, because I've been very interested in politics ever since I was really quite young, like 9 to 10 years old. And I've wanted to sort of make kind of social comment within songs, but I've loved the idea of it being kind of like somehow pleasantly sort of masked in this rather... You know, I had this image once of like a bunch of Thatcherite Tories dancing to Money's Too Tight to Mention and not really kind of caring or getting it and just thinking it was really, you know... That's a nice... It's the sort of that little deception... I find very appealing, you know, within music.
I mean, I could see Cameron using it now.
You know, and even a song like Wonderland, you know, which is probably the biggest sort of northern kind of anti-Thatcherite message I think that I probably did in my work. You know, when you hear the song, it's like, it's very pretty. You know, it has this very rolling melody and stuff, and if you weren't really caring about the lyrics you wouldn't have a clue, but then you dig in and it's about the recession and the interest rate rise and unemployment and get, you know, him getting out there and get on your bike and do it yourself, you know, while I'm witnessing northern communities basically just being decimated by the recession and high unemployment, you know. And it just, down here it was all like the world's a great place, you know. It's completely different where I was living.
I mean, I grew up in Manchester as well. And again, it's a very different view. Although, I'd be really interested to see, this will be like my first recession in the South.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Are you still political? Or are you too comfortable?
I think comfortable political can go together quite well. I don't think that's such a criminal fact. I mean, I'm 48 years old. You're damn right I'm comfortable. Of course, I've worked very hard to be comfortable. I still work very hard and I love my work. But... I think it's something that I've always tried to sort of impress upon people, that these folks in the House of Parliament there, they affect what's in your wage packet. They affect the nature of things that go of your schooling for your kids and the welfare of them, your health. You know, hell, why wouldn't we be interested in it? Don't you think everyone should take a little bit more interest in it? Because that's how I've felt since the 80s, and you know, that of course there's this real dichotomy about the pop star, you know, because most show business managers of actors or musicians and pop stars or whatever, they would say to you, don't you touch politics with a freaking barge pole. You will stay away. And you know what? You'll keep your mouth shut. I don't know where you talk about Tony Blair or you talk about Margaret Thatcher. Shut up, you know. Talk about flowers. Talk about makeup, handbags, you know, saving the children of the world, you know, positive, good. And consequently, of course, if you take that on, then, you know, you're going to get whacked.